I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome back to Lando Cal. How's everybody doing? We're finna jump into Spider-Man review quick.
We're spoiling.
You're spoiling. So spoiler.
The spoiler review.
Put your head. Look. I know our rule normally is if it's C plus below, we spoil. But in this
We're gonna time it.
Man, you can't even help but talk about it.
This is gonna be a spoiler part here, though. Right. So fast forward. We play, say, 5 minutes.
So five minutes starting now.
Go ahead. So go ahead, Ted.
So the reason why I say it was so beautifully done was because when you think about, like, the actual visuals of what you watched, because they implemented so much of Vulture's crew in there, like the first Shocker, all the rest of his stuff, he's not at the top of your mind. Like, think about how much you actually saw Michael Keaton.
You didn't see that much.
Exactly. So that's why when the reveal happened.
But what you seen was intricate with him.
Because
all he did was mention it. Like, it was brief. He was like, you know, you can't fuck with me because of my family. Like, I'm doing this for my family. Yeah. That's all you got from him. So you know, you start to relate, like, oh, he's a hardworking person. They trying to take his job from him. This, and that. And that's it. So any other time some other bullshit's happening, like, that Spider-Man's trying to break up, it's always a phone call. Hey, boss, we got a problem. Mm-hmm. All this, all that. But you don't
see. Text message from your wife.
Right.
Like, what you in my phone for? And he was like, hey, man, I'm remember what he said? I'm just a nosy dude.
Right. Well, but I'm saying is you don't see Michael Keaton. Yeah. You're not so much delved into his.
So you're saying he's at home with his family this whole time when all this other stuff.
I'm saying, like, as an audience member, you're not that connected to him to where you're thinking about, like, where the twist is or where it's connected. That's why it caught everybody off guard, because he's just mentioning his family. The only side you see of him is him being a crook, you know, here and there. And then finally when it pops up, it's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Because he's not on your top mind, because you're worried about Spider-Man, what the fuck's going to happen between him and Iron Man, what, you know, the shit that's happening on in his school. So you're caught up in all this different shit, and then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, boom. Right, here's how they're connected. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was crazy.
Man, let's talk about Keaton for a sec, man.
Go ahead, man. Like,
that
kid
is amazing, man.
Keaton's amazing.
Hey, if he didn't bring...
Before you even go into this, I got a question.
That was crazy.
Wouldn't he have been a dope Harry Osborn, though?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know Norman Osborn.
Norman. I know what you meant when you
said.
I know what you meant.
Wouldn't he have been a dope Norman Osborn, though?
Man.
I mean, wouldn't he have been a dope Norman Osborn, though? Like, the Vulture was dope. I'm just saying. But
Vulture was dope.
Make you feel like, yeah, I
definitely
been
feel
Osborn?
Like, yo. Now, if you bring him back as Vulture with something deeper.
In the new one. If he was Norman Osborn?
Man.
Oh, you're talking about if he was one of the
Vulture, he'd have been Norman Osborn?
Yeah.
He could have played probably about 10 villains on the real.
Because it's fucking Michael Keaton.
Well, I think he's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think he's a better Vulture than he would be.
A Norman Osborn?
Yeah. And the reason why I say that is because, which is probably why they took him, is if you look at the story, like, they wanted you to have some sort of compassion for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Got me
and he's such
one.
A likable character. Like, even he never did. I mean, honestly, that's what the post-credit was about.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, yeah. You know, he wasn't going to write out. Even though, you know.
He knew who Spider-Man was.
Right, and he still wasn't going to write him out. So that's like the saving grace. But it coming from, because it's weird, coming from Michael Keaton, you're like, it's believable, like, you like Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
What's your boy's name that played the original Osborn?
Willem Dafoe.
He's a G.
Hey, Willem Dafoe. Really is. There's not one movie that you can see him in and you never think that nigga's not a villain.
Yeah.
You always, John Wick, you like.
Villain.
Even though he's helping, that nigga's gonna double cross you. He looks like a villain. He looks like a
Boondock Saints. I thought he was gonna be a villain. Boondock Saints. He was. He wasn't a fucking villain.
Hey, what's the movie? That weird ass movie where it's about him having sex with a girl. You know what I'm talking about though?
Nymphomaniac.
No.
It's like
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like a deer, it's something like that, where it's like. He's like, it's like some weird.
It's super. Stuff. I know exactly. Man. We covered it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, a while ago, man.
I think what made it really dope was how you bring such a powerful actor like him into this whole new generation of Spider-Man, right? And so you bring that in it, and he just Temptation adds that flair. Yeah. It was on.
Temptation of Christ. No, that's not it. That's not it. Keep going.
Yeah, I looked that up.
Yeah, I thought it was it. When
but
I was
no, seriously. That. So you know what I mean? It just was a perfect balance bringing this OG in the game who played like an original hero years back. What, 30 plus years?
No, it's called Antichrist.
And that's it. Antichrist. That is it. That's it. Has he ever been not a villain? Shit, I'm
trying to Well, he wasn't technically wasn't a villain John Wick. He wasn't a villain Boondock Saints.
What's the other one with the vampires?
Shadow of the Vampire.
Not Interview with Vampire. No. He was in one where, what's your boy? He was in there with Ethan Hawke, where they were trying, like, they flipped the entire shit.
I know what you're talking about, too.
The world was actually all right,
No more spoilers.
Where the vampires were all, the world was full of vampires, and, Ethan Hawke figured out a way to make everybody human again.
I know what you're talking about. Like, I know what movie you're talking about, too. I cannot think
and
of
he
it.
He was the...
Daybreakers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a good guy in that one. And I hella thought that he was finna be a villain.
Yo, remember him in Platoon, though, when he went out? Yeah. Told him, go on.
Yeah.
Took, yo.
That crazy imagery on.
Hey, that was...
That was a movie, though. Platoon was a classic. Spider-Man was good, man.
Like, Spider-Man was good. I can't front, man. That was a really good one.
Like, and it's like they wove in everything that was going to MCU, but didn't overstate none of it.
Yeah, they focused on the kid.
And then they opened up more for all of the villains because he's selling all that tech for 8 years. My thing is, like, how the fuck did I, like, keep below the radar for 8 years?
So technically is a year ahead of us.
But here's the thing, though.
But he was selling tech for a whole
year.
We don't know that, though.
He had it down
packed. We don't know that.
What do you mean? No, he was selling tech for 8 years.
We don't know if he was selling.
From the time he started getting it and developing
right,
it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you said how long it took to develop.
That's more what I was saying.
No, they had to begin some paper at some point because he'd already was rich and everything sitting up in that crib. That wasn't no overnight situation.
That's if we're under the assumption that he didn't already have that money. What I'm saying is he was... There were already a cleaning crew to clean up the stuff.
Right.
So he had a whole company. Though. So I'm thinking he already had some pretty decent money. He had to maintain that lifestyle, which is why when they took all that stuff away.
Oh, so you said it may be a flip of like they continue to clean up company but doing that on the side or something?
Right. Well, yeah, still being able to do what he was already normally doing and started developing it, as a side business. And then like if that other one just started folding, then...
But he's a contractor, he's gonna get jobs. It was just a matter he invested so much into this one particular one, and then they kind of doodled on. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean listen.
Oh, we talked about this through the comments on your post, but I'm gonna tell you something, man. The way they just visualized New York. Queens, for me, I felt like that was how you do it.
You were good?
It felt like you was on the block. It felt like you was on the block, especially the fact you're going into the store. You know, all that little stuff, it really important because when you remember, like, Toby's Spider-Man,
Toby's Queens and you see nobody
it was a house area, like Far Rockaway, Queens, and I ain't knocking the hustle. But it just doesn't feel realistic when you're thinking, like the hood what are you swinging
like the
hip, to?
Like the hood
it just made it feel more realistic, although... His hair color like he came straight from
Great Clips.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Look, as a barber in the hood back home, everybody get a lineup somewhere. So, listen, white, Chinese, black.
So, was living in Queens too?
Who's that?
Vulture? Was that a part of
He was Long Island. You could tell he was Long Island.
Cause so that wasn't in Queens, though. That was in Long Island.
But it's like right there, you know.
So he went, and his daughter was going over to.
But I didn't understand that, though. Why was they in this? Because you could be in Staten Island.
Right.
But why was she in the school if she lived in the suburbs?
But that was a magnet school, though.
That's
right. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, so there it is. That's the answer to that.
And that was the thing that was gangsta about it was like.
You got a keen eye, brother.
It was a science and tech school, so everybody there was smart.
Right. Oh, so that's it. Then that's the answer to that.
Yeah, cool. It was like a magnet school.
Because I thought about that too when I seen the house. I said, "Whoa, like, that house
this ain't
is dope.
In Queens. This ain't the local high school.
That's like me going. I'm gonna live in Ladue and then go to Normandy High.
No. It'd be like somebody living in Normandy going to Metro,
ooh,
or something like that.
But yeah.
Well, you know what was dope about
trying to get
my
side of Metro once.
I just like all the little. Because what's funny is movies are getting better, basically saying what the audience is thinking. You know what I'm saying? Them always hinting at his like his auntie. He's like, yo, how your auntie doing?
I thought people was going to be just assumed like nobody was saying his mom was bad, but everybody was like,
yeah,
his mom bad.
I mean, like I said, they kept it old some Spider-Man storyline on them because I'm saying our main there is young.
Okay, so when we walked out the theater, my son was tight.
Really?
He said, it's a story. He's reverting to the comics, and I'm like, yo, it's everybody's iteration of something.
Probably because, like, the main complaint, like we talked about right before we started recording, of it's elements of Miles Morales in the story and not Peter. So it's you threw in elements of Miles Morales to make the story more interesting. Which Miles Morales, anyway, is a dope ass Spider-Man. Like, he picked up the fucking mantle with no problem in the comics.
So, Childish is supposed to be
his uncle.
Gotcha.
That's what he said, like, my nephew.
Yeah, because
he's the Prowler, and that's how he becomes Spider-Man knows, through the Prowler, because he was trying to steal some tech from Tony Stark, and one of the spiders crawled on him, and then dropped basically at the crib. Mm-hmm. It was like a roach, and he tells you, I came here, and then boom.
And it was a different kind of spider that bit him, so he got a little bit different powers than Peter Parker.
Wait, what?
Yeah, basically,
Place, I don't know.
See, basically, how Miles Morales, like how he said, basically, the same kind of formula that made the Green Goblin Spider-Man made Miles Morales through a different breed of spider.
So that's why he didn't have the same powers as
Spider-Man.
Is. So basically, electricity stuff and all that.
So basically, if Peter Parker has some of the spiders that powers this Miles Morales had, hella shit would have ended a long time ago. Like, legit. Like, this nigga basically can camouflage himself. He got that Venom Blast shit. Like, it's legit shit out here that he could have ended niggas a long time ago.
They're actually going to do.
It's an animation coming up.
Oh, okay.
You know, old boy from Dope is playing the voiceover.
Shaolin Fantastic.
Gotcha. Right, I remember seeing that, but that's why I was like, when you said that was his nephew, that's why I was
confused. Yeah, because his dad's black.
The Prowler. Remember they said, like, the Prowler.
That's his dad's brother. His mom's Latino, his dad's black.
You said the Prowler.
On the thing, remember it said, like, I've got his name on there.
Hobie Brown.
And they said the Prowler. When they looked him up, when they were like, looked up on the tech, and he was like, yeah, he's a criminal.
I don't know if you remember the old Spider-Man cartoon back in the 90s. Like, he was actually in, like, a whole episode about the Prowler.
And the Prowler is
Miles Morales' uncle.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he gets...
Now you're going to make me go backtrack.
Went into Tony Stark's spot to try to steal some stuff, and that spider crawled into him, and he went over there to visit his family, and the spider crawled out and bit him, and bit Miles Morales.
And Miles Morales and Peter Parker technically had, like, 90% the same power set with, like, 10% difference.
Gotcha.
So, like, and then Peter Parker now is training Miles Morales.
Mm.
Since all the worlds and the comics merged together, it's like a whole, that's why it's called All New, All Different Miles. Everything's one universe now. Mm-hmm. So, you got, like, different versions of the X-Men scattered around and shit like that. Like, a different Jean Grey's in there now, shit like that. And so you got Miles Morales in that universe now. And the crazy part about it, like I said, is Peter Parker, you know, Peter Parker is basically like Tony Stark now. At this point, Peter Parker straight came up. Like,
he's basically like his mentor.
Peter Parker got his own like industry. He basically got Parker Industries. Like, he straight is like the new Tony Stark for the most part. Like, he rich as fuck. Like, he figured out how to get like free internet or some shit like that. He straight like came the fuck up on some genius shit. And so he wanted to retire being Spider-Man eventually. That's why he's training Miles Morales.
Gotcha. Okay.
So he's like, damn, Miles. So it's all types of shit. Miles Morales straight. Like, Miles Morales almost killed Captain America. Like, almost legit killed Captain America. Like, it was like that. Like, you know, now you know why Spider-Man holds back kind of thing, because you never want to see him really unleash. It was like, you find out it was, like, with him. Like, damn.
Wow.
Like,
and when Captain America starts on that?
I think it'll be next year.
Come on, next year.
Word?
But yeah, if you want to go back on the 90s version, like in the Spider-Man cartoons, it's a whole episode about the Prowler.
Yeah, because I stopped at Spider-Man and Amazing Friends, 84, 85.
No, the new one, they go into it too.
Yeah, they're going to it too. Okay,
the
cool.
The new one if anybody watched Disney XD, on the Spider-Man and They change the name of it every season, but it's the new Spider-Man that's on Disney. They go into Miles Morales' whole thing, and basically Miles Morales gets pulled into Peter Parker's world, and he's not. He doesn't go. He's not back. I won't spoil it. It's pretty good.
It's kind of dope, though.
Yeah, Miles Morales is a fantastic. Like he's like people like were kind of iffy about him for like a black Spider-Man, but then the way they wrote him, it was like
yeah.
That was like oh damn, like no, nah, yeah, he was perfect. Everybody was
got
perfect.
Them counterparts and all that. So yeah.
And I think I think this Spider-Man may have encompassed the young Spider-Man better than any other Spider-Man's buff.
I believe that.
You got that feeling just from Civil War. Like, I know, I you got that.
It's tripped out, that beginning part where he's, like, on his phone and stuff, like, he's filming stuff, like, you're like, what is he doing?
Yeah, that was dope,
he's
though.
He's riding and he's, like, filming, like, think about a kid like that's 15.
You see the kind of tie-in.
Right, but
you
that's
see what, that he's young.
Yeah, that's like, why you know, that's why you know for a fact you got someone. I mean, he's 18. I mean, Tom Holland's like 18, 19. But,
and you know I was sold on that kid, right? 15. For Civil War.
He killed it.
I wasn't fully sold.
Dude, he has his phone. He got his phone during the battle. But he's dope. Like, hey, hold on real quick, and put his phone down so we can film him going up against the giant man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the thing about, like I said, that's the thing about Peter Parker, man. He actually encapsulated Peter Parker, like, I think on both levels. Like, you never got the perfect mix. Like, you got the best Peter Parker with Toby, but you got the best Spider-Man with Andrew. But now you got the perfect mix with Tom Holland.
See,
you know what I'm saying? You always got one of
the thing I will say, I didn't know about the suit, though. The techie suit,
that was a little much, I think, for his early stage.
I don't think so, though.
I guess they had to bring it in and something new.
It made me feel like...
But at the same time, they already had him in two regular suits before.
Right. Yeah,
they had to make it different.
They got to up the ante this time. You that's remember, really what it is.
Like, you talking about Daryl might remember.
The tech suit.
Like, Daryl, you might remember first season of Ultimate Spider-Man.
Iron Man gave him.
You remember, like, I think that's technically where they took that from. Because you remember, like, Tony Stark came through and said, you know what, I see you. Because it was almost the same story, like, from the Ultimate Spider-Man. Like, they come on Disney XD. So he knows exactly what I'm talking about. And he asked, Tony Stark actually gives him tech just like that. And now I'm sorry, it was definitely worth it, though. Back.
Honestly, so definitely worth it, though. But that it was so realistic.
Yeah.
Because
he didn't know what the fuck to do.
He didn't know what to do, but then he even had a situation he ain't even... Well, he couldn't even web out of the situation.
Well, but that's but that was the thing. That's why what made it impressive was because he got the suit, and it was training wheels, basically.
Yeah. I was dope for training wheels.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so like,
it was like... You're in the training wheels section. He's right, like, dude, I just unlocked this whole thing and I'm on training wheels?
Right.
He broke into it to get it from one level to another, and it was like, you're in the training wheels section.
No. The training wheels section was first.
Right, but no, then they had another one. He had another stage after that. Remember,
Broke into it.
No. Well, but that wasn't the training wheel. That was
he was on training wheels at first.
He was at training wheels at first. When the voice actually kicked on, that was the tutorial. He didn't even know all the fucking options. That was the whole point. So that's like when you're starting in. That's like playing a video game.
Tony wanted him to break into it, I think.
Nah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he did. Because that's the only way he could get to the track.
You gotta remember, Peter Parker is a
He wasn't supposed to get past it. That's the whole. Y'all missing the point. Like, it was supposed to go video game style. Like, you upgrade little by little, and you start to unlock stuff. That nigga put a code in and was like, nah. It's like when you create an NBA player and you just put yourself up to 99. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, but he also, he didn't want to unlock it. He just wanted to get that tracker off and it unlocked everything.
No.
But he didn't know he was unlocking it.
No, he did. He did know it was like, because that's what the conversation with his best friend was about.
I thought it was just getting that tracker
off. No. He had already took the tracker off.
You got to
And he said, and they had the conversation while he was sitting in the bed. That's why he was begging him. He was like, no, I'm ready.
I mean,
he was like, Peter, these are installed for a reason. He was like, no, I'm telling you, I'm ready. Go ahead and take it off right now. And he was like, that's why he started having, the whole agreement was like, yeah, I'll show up at the party and all the rest of that stuff. Because he was basically telling them, like, yo, let me do this. He said, this thing is basically not letting me live.
Yeah.
I'm good. Go and take this off. Because they had already found the tracker and did all the rest of that shit. So,
because you gotta remember, this nigga's a child prodigy.
He's 15.
He's a child prodigy. Like, he's a legit child prodigy.
This is the first Spider-Man
that
shows how smart he is. Amazing
Spider-Man
show
that.
No. After you see this one, how smart they show he is, they're like, smart.
I mean, no, I see what you mean. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I see what you mean. That's what I'm saying. But, like, Andrew has some genius.
I don't think so.
Tensile strength shit.
I think Toby was better. It showed more
Toby show intellect.
Just with him.
He was always just taking pictures.
Yeah, but he was in the.
Andrew saw more intellect than Toby because, like I said, you see Andrew make the shit and see
you
like.
Barely saw Toby did that. In high school.
Nah, Toby did that. Well, that was the thing. That's why I thought it was different because when I was picturing Toby, I thought too Toby was like senior year. Like, that's where I was looking. I was picturing Spider-Man, like, junior and senior year. Yeah. So, he's actually working with William Dafoe. He's working on, you know, he's actually built the web shooters. Yeah. He's doing all the rest of that stuff. We don't get to see that.
No, he didn't build web shooters.
No, his was organic.
Yeah, his was organic.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Andrew Garfield built the thing that actually started to navigate it.
Well,
Andrew Garfield built his. That's the first one who actually truly built his.
Yeah.
So, hold on. I thought he was struggling.
No.
His was normal.
No,
he
didn't
come out of his
body. I remember that, but he didn't build anything to try
Andrew
to make
it. No, his is organic. No, Andrew Garfield legit straight made his.
Like, which one do you like, James?
I like the Tom Holland version. I mean, not legit.
He's like, I didn't even think he saw me with that.
I was like, oh yeah, he better. Like, I already saw me. Like, I don't even, look, this is my thing. I don't even need to watch certain shit to know that he was the better Spider-Man. Like, I didn't even need to, like, that 20 minutes I needed just on Civil War alone sold me.
But in a couple ways, it's like, it's hard to, because everybody does the comparison, and when they say Toby was years ago.
But he's
Toby was at the
that's what I'm saying. It was a guy. He built it. That's what I was saying.
He built it.
It was still coming out of his hands, but he couldn't control it. And
He actually built the stuff to be a guiding system.
But no, Andrew Garfield built a whole.
Yeah.
He built the controller.
That's what I'm saying. Like he'd already shown on that stuff.
He built a whole web shooter. Andrew Garfield did.
Yeah, no. They showed Toby's building a web shooter or whatever. So, but it was just more so to navigate the stuff that he had on. You know what I'm saying? Okay. The stuff that was coming out of his...
But Andrew straight made his out of, like, straight
so,
up.
So, but that's why I was like, I thought Toby, because, you know, just him working through, like, the scientific problems, trying to figure out fucking William Dafoe dealing with, what's your boy's name? What's the little dude in Pineapple Express?
Oh, you're talking about
Harry Osborn.
Yeah.
You're talking about
dealing with it just on a problematic level. Like... But I never associated him with being like 15. You see what I'm saying? Like young.
Yeah, like he was 30 already.
Right. Well, I thought he was like 18, 19. Like
no, Spider-Man always been 15 since he came out.
Yeah,
like,
he's talking about in
the first season. But technically, Spider-Man, how was he supposed to be, was in Civil War confirmed that like the comic book. He's like, when he unmasked, I'm Spider-Man, and say, my name is Peter Parker. I've been Spider-Man since I was 15 years old.
Right, it makes sense.
So it makes sense why you have Tom Holland be straight up 15 if you're going to make it. If you're going to make a true Spider-Man, get a young, literal teenage actor. Like, you can't get no one.
You know Tom Holland is 21.
He looks like he's fucking 15, though. But he can pass no problem.
The girl is 27 years old. Which one? His little love interest in the school.
Oh, really?
She's 27, you know, Vulture's daughter.
Yeah, Liz Allen.
I'm just saying, in real life.
Yeah. She looks cute.
You get some young people.
Shout out to Garcelle Bouvet, who played her mama, too. Looking fine up in there.
you ain't seen her since Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, she looking good.
So we just gonna say fuck it, fast forward 25 minutes.
All right, you ain't gotta fast forward. So look, at the end of the day, I think everybody's in agreement.
The movie was off the chain.
You have to go see it, James. I don't even know. I'm gonna just put this out there. James is so called Oracle, but yet has not seen Spider-Man. Man, somebody get on him about that. Man, that's not a good look.
Let me tell you something right now.
The fact you didn't go Cody stick on him, or Cody whatever.
Oh, no, I could have. Trust me, I could have. This is my thing. It's certain movies that I'll watch, I wait a week later for a reason. I wait legit a week later. My thing is, I let everything die down. I want to see it the week after. Because I already know. It's going to be hard to watch. I ain't going to want to enjoy it like I really want to.
Yeah. It was surprising.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, like depending on, I'm not going to be able to enjoy it. So if I'm going to watch it, let me go on here and watch it a week after. Because that way I know shit died down, even though people are still going to see it.
Yeah, you still going to get a lot of people, man.
I'm still going to get a lot of people, but it ain't going to be nowhere as near as much like the first. Dude, I've tested it myself, man. It's crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's just my luck, though.
Nah.
But it's just like.
We tried to see the early screening, and it was 200 people got turned away.
I settled for, because, you know, usually get the Esquire or something.
Right.
I had to settle for, and it wasn't bad, by your house, AMC 12.
Yeah.
You just said settle. Man, don't say settle.
No, when I say that, I'm bougie ever since Esquire, St. Charles,
Fifth Street. He's talking about the movie that by your house.
Yeah,
Creed Coeur.
Creed Coeur.
Yeah. You got Serena
on. I don't go there no more because I go to Esquire because I get the chairs, yeah. Guaranteed seats. I don't
know. Nah, you're right. I ain't gonna lie, Scott.
But what happened was I couldn't get the best seats. Oh, yeah. So in last second, this is what happens. I was trying to see if I could get the advanced screening. And when I had got the text about it, my phone was being switched. So I never got the text. Done. I was tight. Anyway, long story short, I tell her, I said, look, we can get it at the AMC 12, Grief Call. And then you just got to go there with Donnie mad early. And right. Then I get off work and just meet y'all. Yo, she was the first online. It was dope. It was worth it. Yeah, she got the best, you know, that's how you do it, though. But it was good, man. It was good. Man, I'm going to just start buying James ticket. Yeah, bottom line, go see it.
Oh, no, I'm going to see it regardless. Trust me. No, trust me. I could have coded it out, but I didn't.
Nah, I don't want you to go out like that.
No, I could have, but I didn't. I was like, nah. No, trust me. I know I'm robbing myself experience I've ever did. So I'm like, no, I'm going to wait a week later because I already know. All right,
let's jump in. Everybody, wait and talk about Wonder Woman. Me and Teddy finally got to see it.
Oh, yeah, I did?
I thought it was good. I thought it was real good. DC stepped it up at least a little bit. I did not like the way the villain was played, though.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah, that was kind of
wrong with it.
It wasn't bad. It just didn't feel like it didn't feel.
It was
real.
Another Zod. It was another Zod. It was technically another Zod.
Zod was better though.
No, Zod was better. No, no, Zod was better. But he was. I'm not saying he was exactly
not Zod. Like, Batman versus Superman.
No,
that.
No. We talking about Man of Steel. He had like the same kind of premise, like how like he revealed himself and how to try to be like Zod, but it's not the same. But it wasn't the same. And that's why I said it had its moments. It had its moments.
It did.
And that's why I said I gave it an 8.5. That's why I said I gave it legit 8.5.
That was good. I think I gave it like an 8.5 too.
Yeah, I gave it legit. I'm saying. But no, it was a good fun move. Like I said, it was certain move. Like I said, it was kind of. That's why I said all the predictability start coming in. You know what I'm saying?
I did shit though.
Yo, when they left the island, I was mad.
No, I was like,
devastated. You see why I said I wish you would have shown more Amazons though? Because it was like
you don't
damn.
Have to give. You don't even have to leave the island. You can focus, man.
I didn't think it was. I didn't think the villain was that bad though.
The villain wasn't bad. He was just predictable.
I didn't even see it was predictable. Really?
It was to me. It was kind of predictable.
I didn't think
a lot of people said that.
It was predictable. He kept asking
because I already.
Well, I mean, but everybody. But I mean,
because for me, I guess because. Because look, my thing is this. If you're the God of War Ares, why the fuck would you need to inhale shit to make yourself strong?
Well, because that was he'd been in a whole different state of mind.
Well,
yeah,
but they said he hadn't been like in his other
right.
form.
Right. Well, that was the thing. That's what I thought. Right. I thought he had got struck down by Zeus and like shit had just kind of changed him.
Yeah,
so, like,
you know,
yeah,
but he hadn't used his powers like a long.
No, he just being on chill the whole time.
Right.
And just inflicting rage and war in people. That's
right.
Really
it. Well, that's what I was thinking. So that's why I was like, you know, when you saw this shit. Well, the fact that he had the ability to even hit that mark. That's why I was like, okay, this could be him. I was like, but they were focusing a lot on him, so I was like, I was kind of up in the air. But I didn't suspect dude because they didn't show him that often. Like, they showed him he had a couple of questions.
Who, the dude from Wolverine?
No, not him. The actual Ares.
Mm.
But the reason why it also played off well, though, was because he the last nigga you think that's going to be Ares.
Yeah, the dude that was all kind of halfway crippled.
Right, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, damn, I ain't, so, huh. But I would say outside of maybe kind of that, the rest of the movie was somewhat predictable. That's why I gave it like the rest of the movie was.
Him as a villain, I didn't think so. But, yeah, the movie also was, you could probably, you know, see that a lot of the shit coming. But they did a good job on playing on her. Her age and naivety, though.
Right.
Okay.
Man,
so that's
that, was
what, that word right there. That's what got me.
Her ignorance.
I think we got hit with the dope Wonder Woman, matured, seasoned in the game.
Oh, you said from Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. And when we got hit with that, I'm like, yo, she's dope. And then we got to backtrack, kind of. So it threw me off a little bit because now we got to be through the naive stage.
And what we're gonna talk about in the morning, it's gonna be more naive coming up in the little movies too.
Go ahead.
When we get to topics. But
so that's what I felt like. You know, you got to get readjusted to now this woman, and now so once it's over with this first one, origin film, charges to the game, whatever. I think now when we get the next, Wonder Woman, she'll be back into the mature. Because that threw me off a little bit. I can't even front it. There's certain parts of it I was like this.
No, and I understood it because I already know that's how Wonder Woman always was. Like, introduction to man's world, she always been like the most naive person, period. Like, she don't know. Like, she literally doesn't know nothing. But you gotta remember, this Wonder Woman has been around literally 100 years. So you got 100 years of being around us.
Yeah.
So from World War One to Korean, Vietnam. You know what I'm saying?
We got a lot.
Cold.
The only thing
Desert Storm.
We'll talk about them when we get to the topic. Is that she would remember. Supposedly, she wouldn't. Nobody knew what she was doing after World War One. She was on. She was on a low key.
Right.
So we. She remember. She had to go back and go get her gear. Like she had been on the low low when BBVS. Remember that's the thing. Like,
she gave up on me.
That's why I'm going to be kind of confused with Wonder Woman 2. They said it's going to be in the Cold War.
But do they have to go back?
I mean, yeah, they don't have to because they said that. Oh, you saying go after?
You saying like, keep on doing like prequels?
Yeah, I don't really want to see her in that. Like the first one was good. I'll charge that to the game Captain America: First Avenger. I charge that to that game, but I don't want to see that. I think I'm over that whole, you know, nostalgic World War thingy.
But you know what? Like I said last show, though, man, it actually worked though. Like yeah. I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it to work, but it did. I was like, I was like, oh shit, this actually works. I'm thinking like, how is this time period piece going to work against someone like Wonder Woman? I was like.
Well, it did, because she wasn't fully invested in her power. She didn't know, you know.
Right, so it made sense.
I think it was more so that, that's the only reason why it worked, was more so because we were more so intrigued about her developing the actual storyline around her. You know what I mean? Especially because it's so, you know, we know what happens during that point. You know, because I can understand what Jules is saying, bringing in the Cold War, because at this point, where do things get competitive for her?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because she was just walking through niggas in this first one, which we expected because it's 90. So I don't know if the
Who make the villain, though?
Yes. As Oracle.
No, I mean, what does he think?
You can make you can make Cheetah the villain. Like, you can make Cheetah the villain.
And make her Russian?
Ooh. No, you can make it. You could probably make her Russian. You could probably make her Russian because you could make her Russian because the Cheetah ain't nothing but like a possession. You know what I'm saying? More like an incantation. Cheetah got it. She got possessing, kind of like a natural enemy to her. So it can work. Because it don't matter what time period it is, because it's just, you know, it's a fucking God possession. It's fucking like possession. You know what I'm saying? It's so
woman. So it's Ares, just a woman.
Right, but, you know, as a cat woman.
As a cat woman.
A literal cat woman.
But is that like standarding down, whatever. Like bringing the standard down in some sense of... And I just think in this part
she's gotta
of
have a, she's
the
be,
movie
it's
genre,
be Chitara, though, because you're gonna have to have her fight another woman.
I know, but see, this is the thing. It's like you come collectively as a Trinity, and then you go backtrack, and now you're solo.
I almost prefer.
How do you go bigger in the film?
I would have preferred Chitara to be in this first one.
There you go.
And then Ares be
the next. But Ares on the next level. Yeah, they dumbed him down. Fucking, I think it was
fight a guy, you guys gonna fight a regular person as a cat.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, she's not a regular person.
She's not a regular person.
But no, she likes what I'm saying. She has godlike possession. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like. That's what I'm saying. No, it's mystical. She mystical in nature, so she can fight. Oh, she can hang with women.
I mean, but it still doesn't have the same sort of impact. Like, yo, like. You finna, like, your dad is Zeus, and you fighting another god that is basically over all things warlike. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, that being the first person she faces, and it being, like, and the thing was, he wasn't even really fighting her for real. You know what I mean? Like, he was more so in let me convince you mode. Like, you know, it was weird. Like, shit like that's always really weird to me, because it's always like, join me and we could take over the world. And he was like, well, bitch, what was you doing beforehand? Because you still a motherfucking god. Like,
You got to remember, you still can be mystical because you got Cersei. Cersei is a villain, dog. Like, Cersei is like a legit, like a sorceress villain. For
I mean, and that's... I'm, but I,
and, you, and, I, that's, and that don't matter what time period it is. Like, you can make it in the 70s. You can make it now. It's still going to be mystical in nature.
And that's cool, but this is the thing. Is like, what I'm really trying to get at... is in the genre, cinematically.
Right.
We're getting hit with even a Civil War movie with everybody and their mother in it, right?
Yeah. Right.
Spider-Man, there's a few people in it, right? What's going on, what I'm saying is in the aspect of filming for a theater, now are you going to lessen it versus the impact she had in Batman Superman, right?
Right.
Right.
How do you really go from just back to one-on-one versus how do you include the rest or how do you make it more bigger than it actually
stay mystical in nature. You have to stay in within the realm of magic and shit. You have to.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting to. Like you kinda have to stay within the realm of magic with her. If you want to make her interesting, you have to.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter the time period.
Yeah.
It just matters who are you going to pick. That's what I'm saying. If you pick someone like Cheetah, you pick someone like Cersei, it can work, because it can, that can work, both of them can work any time period. Now, mind you, do I think they should have killed off Ares that fast? No.
I don't feel so.
I don't think they should kill him off that fast. I mean, kind of, it's kind of like how I feel with Zod. Like, damn, it shouldn't kill Zod that fast, even though it was dope as fuck. But it was like, well.
Yeah, like, I would want to see him go into the Phantom Zone again or something.
Yeah.
Right. Knowing he's there for another one.
Yeah. But it worked to. Yeah, it, yeah, but yeah. That worked because it shows Superman's no kill rule. Why he don't want to fight people.
Yeah.
Why he don't like literal confrontation. So, but you know what I'm saying? With Wonder Woman, though, her whole thing is she's a straight. Yeah. Amazon warrior. So you gotta get someone who can fight. So really the only one you got is Cheetah. Yeah. That really can give her some form of competition as far as physicality is concerned. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But so.
All right, overall, everybody got to see Castlevania?
I didn't see it. I kept coming on my thing, like the menu.
The first two episodes.
It started off slow.
It's the first two episodes started off slow, but the third or fourth is good.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it. It's basically like a four-part movie.
It's a prequel.
Oh, okay.
Because they bring it back in August.
Yeah.
With another part.
So,
oh, right here. Yeah.
It's just a story of how it's literally, if anyone played the video game, it's the story of.
Oh, so it actually is the same universe.
It's not I think they should have picked, and I know more of my partners agree with me.
Simon
a different.
Belmont, right?
I think she either picked Simon or Richard Belmont. I don't think she'll pick Trevor.
So what is Trevor's relation to Simon though?
I think Simon's the original. I think he's the predecessor.
He's his descendant.
Yeah, so everyone after Simon is the descendant. I think if
so
I'm not
Simon
mistaken.
Simon's the first in the Belmont family.
He's the first one to win against Dracula, if I'm not mistaken. Because Dracula has been around. Because every Castlevania, with exception of maybe a few, you literally going after Dracula. The only other person other true main character go after Dracula like that outside the Belmont family is his son Alucard. And what you see in the anime.
Right.
So, Alucard is, if you know, Dracula spelled backwards. So, that's his which is crazy. But, yeah, man, like...
It was good, though.
Like, I liked it, man. Like, it was visceral as hell. Like, I'm talking about...
Oh, no, it was very bloody.
No, it's like worse than Game of Thrones, though.
Word?
It was random. It was like, it was on some, like...
Motherfuckers just getting murdered out of
it
nowhere.
It was like on some... you ever see, like, what... What show was that? Like, I was watching. There was some Japanese anime. I can't remember what it was. Where, like, these fucking.
You're talking about the one we just watched recently, Gets or something.
Oh, not Gantz. It was like
Gantz. It was wilding though.
It was
Gantz,
like Gantz.
Yeah, that
Gantz. It was like Gantz, but this was like not that sort of anime. Not like the computer. Not the computer generated one.
It was just more
animated. This was like 4 years ago. And I only saw it on Facebook because somebody was like, what the fuck are they watching in Japan? It was like just like...
Because Ninja Scroll was like that. Real.
It wasn't like Castlevania.
This particular Japanese anime, like some chick or something became like turned into a monster and literally like anything that moved died. Mm. Like it was like there was no way to get around it. Like they were just... ripping kids and it was children. That's what threw me off.
See, and that's the thing about Japan low key that's taboo in Japan. Like I found out, showing kids getting killed, like they straight don't. It's only like I think a handful of animes that's ever did that, like went that far.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of animes and a lot
but
of people
is it
anime
Japan
don't.
That limits your kids, the amount of kids you can have.
No. They say Japan China. Straight. They say that's taboo showing kids getting like killed, like in anime.
Yeah.
So like they. Like, the last anime I saw that went almost that far, even though it was off screen like a motherfucker, was Fate Zero. And I was like, damn, like, you didn't see, you just heard it. And he was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And it was like, it fucked me up. I'm like, ooh. Like, I don't know if I should watch this anymore.
Hey, no, I'm like, yo. I had to turn it off. Like, it was so ridiculous. Because it was in, like, a classroom.
Wow. Yeah.
Like,
you seen Phase Zero?
I don't know if that was Phase Zero or not. I didn't because it didn't have a title. You know how people just like check this out and it'd be in the middle of a fucking.
No. It was a dude. What Phase Zero was like the ones I saw in Phase Zero was it was like this young dude. He was like 20-year-old serial killer and he got like a what's called a heroic spirit like from the past who's actually Bluebeard the serial killer in the past and he was like a magician. And, like, he had, like, this magic book that can, like, do all types of spells and shit. So he summoned, like, basically, like, a mini Cthulhu in the fucking background. And said, hey, he said, I'm going to let you go. And so you just go down the hall. You can get out of here. So I can? Yeah. And next thing you know, you just saw like three tentacles come out of nowhere, snatch the shit out of this little boy, and you just heard just bloody murder happen. You didn't see it. You just heard it. And it was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I got through the whole show, but I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I don't know if I should finish watching this, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. So, you know, that's kind of, I understand though, man. Like, it's, but Castlevania shows some shit, dude.
Yeah,
like, and this ain't a spoiler. This happens in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
Like,
it's on.
I'll call Mama get killed, like, in the first 10, like, first 5, 10 minutes of the show.
It's on some fucking Attack on Titan type shit.
Mm.
But it's bloody. Like, they show, like, they almost show little kids. It's that little to know little kids getting fucked up, but they don't show it.
I'm just saying, because Attack on Titans, they show all that shit.
Oh, yeah, I mean, because they're teenagers.
Biting heads off like this motherfucking...
Oh, yeah, they be biting people in half and all that type of shit. But I'm talking about, there's a kind of a difference between, like, just seeing, like, teens getting fucked up. Because that's more commonplace. Yeah. But I'm talking about little kids, though. Yeah, you know, it's like, that's talking about small children. Like, it's different between, like, you show, like, teens and shit like that, because teens and shit like that, that's commonplace in Japan. Yeah. Like,
well, that's more so what I was talking
about. But I know what you're saying. Like, when it's kids, it's
technically, it's not different. But,
like, we're used to, like, society's used to, like, violence. So when you see millions of people get blown up because of a bomb, you know, one of the robots shoot, you know what I mean? People to get flung up, but when there's a little kid, hold on.
Yeah, you seeing people getting massacred by, like, fucking demons summoned by Dracula, like, oh, see, I killed my wife? Fuck everybody. That's pretty much his whole, most like, y'all killed my wife, I'm going to give y'all 1 year to get y'all shit together.
Hey, man, that shit surprised me, because I was like, this nigga just spoke to me out of the motherfucking midnight sky.
And I don't believe him.
And right. Like,
he's saying, I'll give you 1 year.
The church is like, we'll take care of this. You do that. I'll be back after that happens.
Next thing you know, it's like, y'all thought I was fucking around, huh? I was like, y'all really thought I was fucking around? Nah, man, y'all thought I was fucking around. Like,
he just, I was like, cut him off. No, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
He said, yes, you did. He said, do I look like a bitch? Huh? Do I look like a bitch? That's pretty much, he put the whole dialogue of fucking Pulp Fiction in that whole first episode, dog. It's crazy.
What you got, D?
All right, make sure y'all go listen to my review on All Lies on Me, or All Lies on Me.
It's All Lies on Me.
Now go ahead and check out that review.
I know you heard that. I know you heard
it. Hey, listen, I'm going to keep it real. His review made me not want to see it.
Hey, I don't want to see it, dog.
Spazzing right now.
Was it in it? Was I hot in that?
He was hot. And it was people in the shop, too. I was like, man, your man going in. I was like, yo, man, listen, this should have no bearing on what you do. If you see this movie or not, this is just...
make sure you check out Jules' review as well of Transformers the Last Night. Check out me and Teddy. We did a first episode of Snowfall. We got to see the preview of it. We did a show of that. Anybody see Baby Driver?
I seen it.
What was your thoughts on it?
I seen it. Okay, so it was good. Mm-hmm. It was.
And Jamie Foxx fell off. That's what I'm thinking.
He's just playing typical third or
fourth,
life.
But I'm saying he's like third, fourth rated on the goddamn billing. This motherfucker just won an Oscar 10 years ago.
They be playing to the left, man. They be playing to the left.
You got an Oscar.
Nah, you did that's stuff like Soloist and all that, and then you coming through doing... So, I thought it was a good movie. I'm not going to front. But I don't know if I thought it was the movie that everybody was amping it to be.
Okay.
The homogen music was crazy.
I heard the music matched up.
And I think that's why the critics give it 197, because the music in the movie has you like this. So don't. No,
they did the music, then they did the movie to the music.
Wow. So there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Edgar Wright got the music first, and then he made the movie.
It's a really good film. It's entertaining, but not since The Town. Have I seen a bank robbery movie that's just like...
Yeah, The Town is like the town I can't is a top. Yeah.
This is good, but from a different perspective, so of course it's not the same. I just don't think it was that movie. Like, people gassed it up, like, yo, 100 on Rotten Tomatoes. Even a couple of people that seen the screening a month ago was like, yo, it was really good. And I get it was good because it was entertaining, but I think it was the music that really made that movie...
Hype
along
with the movie.
Yeah. Okay. But it was good. Just that homage alone with the music to generations before us, I felt like, whoa, that was dope. But...
All right, Teddy, you've been caught about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Not for full. I'm not all the way through.
They still got that show?
I know, yeah. It's dope.
It's got better.
It's gotten way better, bro.
Because this is season four now,
this
right?
Is like, yeah, three or four. So Ghost Rider's in there, and he only makes it with like a third to halfway.
So can I just jump
show?
In like the end of season two, and then start season three?
Start season two, period.
Because me and you couldn't even go through the first two episodes.
It's like y'all. Let's mind you, I fell off of Agent Shield because it's just a lot of other stuff came out. I just kind of fell off of it. But like I told Ted,
the like Oracle has to stay busy, y'all, so he can't. He like has to pick and choose.
Like, I do be having to pick and choose, dude, for real. But like I told Ted a long time ago, get through the first half of the first season, and you good from there.
Because season two. So have you seen season two?
I might have watched maybe an episode or one.
So like
or one.
I mean, it gets really good because it picks up like basically it's just setting the boundaries for Inhumans.
And that's what all I keep hearing. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Everything, season two just went all in. And
yeah, so three starts delving into, like, they talk about the Avengers. They talk about, you know, like, how the movie impacts S.H.I.E.L.D. So, like, Ultron. So this season is basically like an Ultron replica.
Wow.
Except what Ultron was trying to do, there's another robot that actually able to pull it off with S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. So, like... Dope. The last quarter of it, they call it the Ages of Hydra, because she flips, she alternates reality for them through this machine, and so basically, there's a scientist that Fitz works with to try to create a alternative android to basically protect people. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing happens. Then he's not supposed to be doing it. They get a hold of some like magical book that shows them how to alternate, how to alter reality. The only person, so as they continue to do that, AI starts to get really smart. Wants to, you know, has the Pinocchio syndrome. Wants to become a real person. Throws the agents into this alternative reality, but its programming was said to, you know, take away their most hurtful sorrow or their most hurtful regret. And their most hurtful regret leads everybody to, like, leads to Hydra winning the war that created S.H.I.E.L.D. And all the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are now Hydra agents. With a few that work in the Resistance. So the Patriot makes an appearance.
Oh, really?
He's in there for a couple of seasons. He runs S.H.I.E.L.D. for like five episodes. The Patriot.
Yeah, Don Cheadle?
No, that's War Machine.
Yeah, he thinking.
But he played the Patriot in.
No. He just had the Iron Patriot suit. He was still War Machine.
You said the Patriot, not Iron Patriot.
He liked the U.S. agent Patriot.
Yeah.
Like U.S. agent, old school U.S. agent.
Yeah, so he's there. He's running it. So it's cool. They bring back a lot of old characters or whatever, but
I need to catch up.
Yeah. It does a little mental mind fuck on you for a quick second because you don't know where, like, which person you talking to or what's real or what's not real. You know what I'm saying? Because outside of the alternate reality, they also can like now create lifelike androids that are exactly like you, and they infiltrate, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. So it gets really good.
So that's a big change since the first season made me feel like I was watching Knight Rider 2000 with the six different.
Yo, I just had to make it through season six, and that's what like you said, man. You know,
I'm on it then.
All right. Is anybody seen Planet Ape shit?
No,
that sure did come out, didn't it?
Listen, it comes out tomorrow. Like, it comes out tomorrow.
But they said the screener, the motherfuckers let people do reviews 2-3 weeks early.
Why did
that? That's how confident they are in the movie.
Oh, so that,
they said.
Did you even hear about the screener?
They
coming?
Said this is.
They already had it.
I didn't know. I didn't hear about nothing.
They said this is the best cinematic ending.
What?
For the ages.
Oh, so they ended it. Oh, don't blow.
They said I ain't seen it. They said any circus don't get no nomination for Oscar is some bullshit.
You know Batman gonna be lit.
He played.
And they said that he actually.
He's got him.
It's a mocap suit, but he actually is the one walking like Caesar, like this and shit. Though
you see all that.
Andy Serkis.
He plays a
the kid that's in Civil War.
Who is the Claw?
Really?
Yeah, that's Andy. That's Gollum and Lord of the Rings.
I didn't put that in notes, but he's remaking Animal Farm too.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw you did put it in.
So he's a beast.
So you already know Batman gonna be lit. You already know. Matt Reeves did it. This nigga did a 3-peat. If this the case, this nigga did the first 3-peat.
Planet of the Apes.
Here we go.
Black man's Jenga. I mean, the real.
Did you
Jenga.
See what I put you on?
Here we go.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about this. Hey, this kind of bullshit, though.
That blue vest.
I asked somebody that saw it, and he said it wasn't even like that at all. The way they have it set up with the person, like the other apes are basically laughing at him, like, "What are you doing?"
It's
a joke.
No. Like, I was just, that was just totally for the poster itself, not necessarily.
But the character when he has it on, he's got a hat on. He's trying to be just a human. He's trying to disguise himself as a human.
Oh yeah, I mean, you could tell that in the poster because there are apes that are working alongside the soldiers.
That's the thing. The cat I talked to the watch, he said, shout out to my boy Ryan. He got to see it out in Cali. He said, it really is a black and Hispanic person's movie, dog. He said, because literally there are apes. This is not spoiling it because I told him not to spoil it to me. But he said there's literally apes that are willingly working with Woody Harrelson, choosing to, not like they captured nothing, like just how you see like in the Confederate War and different wars where black people on the other side. You're like, what the fuck was they fighting on that side for? He said it's the same feel with the apes on the side of man in this movie.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
That's real.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I thought about. But and it was weird because even looking like the poster, I was like, how do you?
But that's real shit, though. They got all kinds of crazy shit written on their back.
Like it's like Alpha Omega chapter and like all these. It did. It was. It's got these motherfucking Greek symbols in there. Yeah. And like, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, this is towards apes and stuff on the back of them. But I'm looking forward to that.
Matt Reeves did a three-peat, dog. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Three-peat.
He's looking up. Let's go ahead and jump into some of my main topics. Black Panther is finally coming, man. We've been here since the trailer, man.
You know we ready.
It's on my birthday, too, man. So I'm seeing it three times. Seen it Thursday, Friday, and I'm taking my dart on Saturday.
He going to wear a dashiki one day, a Black Panther suit.
And I'm wearing sandals.
He'll come with a kufi and a dashiki.
I'm going to have the...
smell like tea tree oil. He going
to... I am worried about this movie.
I'm going to have a Javi coat on everything, man.
I'm worried about it because... is so many people expect so much from this movie, like what they're envisioning of what Black Panther should be.
Yeah.
I can see some people being on some bullshit shitting on it.
Oh, no, that's going to happen.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to happen. Like,
I'm going in wide open. I'm talking about some people on the fringes being like, well, I mean, shit, you know, the Dora Milaje, it was really 60 then when I was only 5. And then on the other side, like, Black Panther, why'd it have to be a white man in the movie, period? Then you got the white people that be like, where is the white people but Ulysses Klaue? You know, just...
Well, like, because, I mean, it was like, why white man got to be... So, one, if you know your comic books, that's it. That's the white man that speaks for Black Panther when Black Panther doing his shit. So, that's actually accurate. So, that's number one.
And, like, they said the woman that did the costume, and she basically tried to take all from different tribes of Africa for people dressed in this film.
And that's dope.
Like, I saw the dude with the tongue thing or whatever. Like,
with the plate in his mouth and shit?
Plate in his mouth. That's real. That's a real,
that's
like,
a real
thing.
African thing. Yeah.
People are like, oh, what the fuck is that? Like, no, that's a real 100%. Thing. Like, that's dope, though. That's You've never seen that in the film.
That's what I'm saying. That was the thing that caught my attention out of the trailer the most. Because when I saw it, I was like, yo, the plate or the disfigurement and some of the things, like, well, quote unquote disfigurement, like rituals, and rites of passage. I was like, of course, motherfuckers don't know what that shit is because they don't never get a chance to see it. That's why this is spectacular because it's legitimately trying to sell what goes on in Africa.
Ryan Coogler is selling this shit, dog. Like, and you know what? And low key, I think, and you see some of the fashion, and like you get glimpses of the fashion, but not 100%. I could tell he's taking a little bit of influence, or at least I hope he is, some influence from Coming to America.
Oh, I know you did.
Because, like, you have to. Like, you have to. Because this is the last time I say since Coming to America in the Remember the Time video. No, real shit. Like, no bullshit. Since the Michael Jackson Remember the Time video and Coming to America. When's the last time you seen this many black people look this African but look baller as fuck at the same time in the movie?
I'd like to add a California Love video, too.
Well, can we say California Love? Can we say California Love?
On the low, California Love was on that shit, man.
Yeah, on the low, I'll give you
on
that.
On the low, I'll give you that.
But it's just one of those things, like, you know, you seeing pretty much, I'm like, oh, shit, we've seen Zamunda in, like, the 22nd century, nigga. Yeah. What the fuck? So that's why I'm like, okay, cool. So
another part of Spider-Man, too, though.
Right.
Where was that ship going that left Tony Stark Enterprises, though? The one at the very beginning. That was landing and was leaving. That looked like it was Black Panther ship. It looked like the same exact ship that is that the beginning of the trailer.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The one you know what I'm talking about, but the one that not the one yeah, that at the end. I'm talking about the beginning one
when he was trying to call Happy at the beginning, and then that ship was leaving. That's the same exact ship that you see at the beginning of the trailer in Black Panther.
Because you got to remember.
And the one he's flying in Civil War.
Because now, because you got to remember now, people now know Wakanda. Everyone know now, like, oh, shit, it's a black dude that's just as smart as Tony Stark out here.
But the gangster part of the trailer is he still didn't believe it. Remember the dude that he was like, what, they like goat herders or something out there? He's like, that's the biggest kind of... He's
like, whatever. He said, El Dorado. When they said, this is El Dorado, and they said it was in South America, but it's been in Africa the whole time, I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm with that. I'm like, but it makes sense, because Africa had all the gold, all the riches, all the land. So it makes sense. You know?
All right, moving forward, man. Carmichael show's canceled, man.
I'm mad at that,
dog. What's that about? I never watched the show.
He walked off.
Oh, oh man. Really? That show is...
Why? You trying to play him?
Have you been keeping a watching Teddy?
Okay,
they switched the episode. You remember, what was that mass killing, 3 weeks ago? The one...
mass killing?
It was like somebody killed like 7-8 people or something,
though. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was here.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that.
And he had an episode about him being in a mass shooting at the mall. And they made him move that to like... that one just came out last week. But he had it set for then, and he said like that he was mad about that, and it was the way he was trying to push the direction of his show in general. So he's like, I just don't want to do it no more, you know.
That's real, man. I came on about
it. Yeah, so he just like, good, I just don't renew it.
He done paid his dues, had on a living color, whatever.
Now, for real, like, what he should do, man, since Carmichael season 1 and 2 is on Netflix, if I was him, take that shit to Netflix, dude. Like, they'll let you rock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. They will let him rock.
Shit.
FX? FX? Right. Right?
Yeah.
Psh, man.
Did you watch the phone?
I was so mad.
Did you see the TV show yet?
No, I didn't see it.
Dude, you missed some good.
I don't got Fox. I don't know if it's on my
FX.
It's good.
Words?
It's good.
It's super good, man.
It's really good.
It might end up being like one of my favorite TV shows right now.
Wow. Who told me that the screening was dope, but then the questions at the end?
Oh, that was him. Yeah, the questions were...
They were legit.
Boo-boo is just that people...
Do they know where that kid Singleton
look, man,
is from?
Y'all know what y'all be doing, trying to be extra, trying to be seen. Because I saw John... Shout out to John Singleton and all the cast and the other directors that were there. I appreciate y'all coming out. But I could tell people trying to be extra, trying to be seen. I'm going to just call for what it is.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is. Like,
people all out?
People just doing extra shit, trying to be seen. And I hate that people here do that. Like, and so it's like, okay, I understand y'all want to ask y'all questions. I understand y'all trying to be, but come on now. Like, I think it may be literally, and Darren and Ted can probably testify for me. I say no more than 3 to 5 actual good questions that made sense. Like,
getting pissed off.
You could tell. Like, you could tell because it was dumb ass shit. Like, why y'all asking this dumb ass shit?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, you can literally tell John Singleton was like, come on, why y'all asking me this dumb shit?
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I'm like...
Well, you know, it's weird, though. Like, I don't know if there's a better setup for that. Well, I mean, I just sure just picked up everything. But
yeah, but...
I'm just trying to think if there's a better setup for a Q&A. Because, like, you really don't get a chance to formulate questions because, you're so entrenched in the actual show. You know what I mean? And just trying to understand it all and all the rest of that stuff. And then you don't really get a chance to act, you know, like you said, sit with it for a second and think of, like, okay, wait. Why did this happen? Like, where did you draw this correlation? Like, what made y'all actually choose this story, you know, over this? You know what I'm saying? Because it's immediate, so.
Yeah. So you gotta, and you kind of just like sitting there like, because I was like, I didn't even know if I had questions.
I didn't.
I was trying to think.
The problem was that with me just seeing it, I was just like, I had to take everything in.
What was going on, right?
Well, right, exactly. Like, I didn't have a chance to think about it. You know what I mean? Because usually they say, like, you watch it first, you're kind of amazed, and the second time you see it, you start to catch shit that you didn't see before, and then you start to have questions. That's usually how it's developed.
Right.
So trying to have a Q&A directly afterwards,
it's kind of,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like the only way, I can see them having a good Q&A in, like, Cali, because it's operating Cali. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, your premieres all the time, you're saying you know the flow.
Well, not only that, but more so the fact, like, with it happening in Cali,
it's more relatable.
Oh, that's just saying
it's more relatable.
It'd be like if somebody did something in St. Louis.
About the heroin. Exactly. About the heroin. And actually, I hope in low key, I hope one day that does spin off, because I would love to see something like how the heroin epidemic really, because that's a story that needs to be told too. Heroin or meth?
Meth
needs to be told about how it blew up. I would more so want to see the heroin than my heroin.
Well,
see,
actually, meth might be it. Well,
here's the thing though. This isn't really about how crack got started though. Like, it's somebody's interpretation. It's not historical.
Right.
Not like you're going to see Free Ray Ricky Ross shit. Right. If he did, though, the name Highway.
Highway Ricardo.
Hey, man, they do a Highway Ricardo. I'll bug on, dog. Like, okay. I'll get you. All right, so on Black Lightning, they will have Thunder and Lightning with their powers.
Yeah, his daughters.
I do have an issue.
Okay.
Talking.
I know. Couldn't that have been stretched out? Like, why do I have to get there earlier? I want to get into Black Lightning with his powers. Yeah. Why do we even need to get them with their powers in the first season? Is it on CW? Yeah.
Why am I getting their powers
in the first season? Yeah. That's like them bringing Kid Flash in the first season.
You got to remember, like, at this point, this is Black Lightning being retired, though. So.
Right, but I'm saying they can develop their powers over time, though.
Their powers came, like, when they was, like, teenagers and shit like this.
I'm saying we should be getting into Black Lightning and, like, why is he retired? Why is he this? And develop him. Maybe they get their powers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. To me, that's too distracting. That's like on the Flash, like Kid Flash having his powers.
Yeah.
He didn't get him into the second, third season.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, third season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get into the Flash and understand him and his mythos and where he came from.
I just finished that season, too.
This past one?
Yeah. I mean, it was okay, man. So they need to step it up for this next one, to me. Step it up, but I'm excited for it on another level just to see Black Yo girls having powers, which is dope. But I'm just saying, character wise,
I know what you're saying, because you think about Smallville, they ain't bring Kara in until season four.
I don't want to do Smallville though. Smallville,
I ain't knocking
like
it. That was the only thing on TV though.
Yeah, Smallville could not survive now though.
Why?
No. You can't wait 15 seasons to give nobody no powers?
Nah, I didn't wait 15 seasons. They did extend that. I can't lie.
It was like 10 altogether, right?
But they gave you a taste of it by giving them Red Kryptonite all the time.
But it was like 10 seasons altogether.
They always get, right. they kind of balanced you a little. Right? Season 3 was the end of the great little era, and then 4, 5, 6 was out the window until 7. We didn't even need those 3 seasons.
So Creed 2 has some interesting plot details, potentially. So, Sylvester Stallone said he gonna wait for Ryan Coogler maybe to get done whatever all this stuff to do Creed 2. At first, remember they gonna try to get another director.
Ryan's the original dude, Creed, right?
Yeah, he's Stallone said he might wait for him. Stallone said he might wait for him.
Because Ryan Coogler did such amazing job on the first one. I'm pretty sure he impressed Sylvester Stallone to a high degree. If he wanted him to say, I will wait for this man to get done with Black Panther totally
now,
first.
Yo, this is the tripped out part. It may bring Carl Weathers back to do a Godfather 2-style movie, showing his rise and Apollo's rise at the same time to the title. Kind of how in Godfather 2, they show Vito Corleone versus Michael Corleone. They show Vito at like 2021 setting up the Corleone family.
Technically, it's two movies in one.
Remember Robert De Niro won an Oscar for that, for being young Vito Corleone.
Right.
But you're going to do that with Apollo, him coming up. But how getting you, the title, but doing it at Carl, the same time that Adonis is doing that at the same time.
But so who gonna get? You gonna have to get a young Carl Weathers then. Who gonna be a young Carl Weathers?
They said Carl Weathers is in shape still,
man.
But he old as fuck though.
And they talking about bringing back what you call it too, maybe to fight him in the next one. In this one, you know what I'm talking
you
about.
You
killed his
about,
daddy, Drago.
Fucking
Dolph Lundgren?
They see Dolph Lundgren or Dolph Lundgren's son or something like
that. Dolph Lundgren don't look bad. I just watched
him. No, he don't like
that.
He was an
arrow.
They were saying they might
have an arrow. Yeah, he looked good.
I don't know how that would be.
To fight. He off.
No, I can see him.
These are the different plots they was throwing out there.
Now I can see Drago being like over some shit and like, you know, being like bringing the extra fun, like, this is the new fight that I'm really getting up or some shit like that. And so,
yeah,
like,
maybe something like that, where he's just training his son or something, you know,
like,
something like that.
It's like some big things.
But they were talking about that, and then the other one was basically going behind him fighting to like get money to and not get money to get the girl sight.
Because he fought Andre Ward in the first one, right?
No, he didn't fight Andre
Ward. Oh, he never, he never did.
Remember, he fought the dude.
No, that's what being the next president, Andre Ward.
No, no, no. That's the main purpose sits with that. You know what I'm saying? To fight Andre Ward.
Yeah, it's like, because Andre Ward's the best boxer.
But maybe with the Russian thing would bring everything full circle if they do it right.
I think that it would be better if Drago, like, kind of like what he was saying, like, you know, not his son, but like there's
somebody he's training that's
right, or not even necessarily try, or like, how about the same? So here's what's dope, and it's weird because we're kind of modernized, so they would have to come up with some sort of like contraption, but if it was called like the Drago system.
So it's the steroids, basically, right?
Well, steroids, but, like, because like, think about it. When you watched them train against, like, in the montage, Drago's got all sorts of high-tech equipment.
Yeah, he does.
And this nigga's over in fucking in the woods, you know.
Lifting wood. Right,
punching trees for pine cones and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a complete contrast. So it's like if we were like, yo.
Does he come out to living in America?
No.
But like a rap version with Lil Boosie.
Hey, actually, no. hey, what if it was living in America?
Bitches everywhere.
No. If it's living in America,
Miami hoes.
No.
If it's Atlanta hoes.
No. You're on the opposite side.
Fucking in America.
You're on the opposite side. It's living in America, but it's done by Ice Cube, and it's talking about all racial tension.
No, you gotta have somebody younger, like little, like Joy Badass. You gotta make it contemporary.
No, I'm thinking Cali. Well,
Joy Badass.
Yeah.
Who's young? That's kind of revolutionary.
Nah.
J. Cole.
Possibly.
Or Kendrick.
Kendrick. Lamar. Living in America. Coming out.
Hey, that Cali.
That would be dope as fuck.
Hey, TDE, if you listen to this.
Hey, that is dope.
Give us
and
a
he comes out and does this song, but flips it. And he talks about every city that had like a police brutality in it. Instead, because you know, on James Brown version, he's like, Detroit City, Dallas. And he just start naming out people like Sandra Bland.
Hey, I'll gladly make the beat for that shit. Hey,
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah. Hey, I'll gladly make the beat for that shit too.
Flannel Castile.
That shit'll be.
Hey, Flannel Castile. That's dog. That would make. Hey, they gonna do that shit.
You can't be putting all these ideas out there, man.
That's fantastic though, because think about it. What if that's part of the storyline is that he gets caught up in activism? Like with all the shit going on. And like they treat that, real talk. Let that nigga fight Andre Ward. It falls off. He starts whooping everybody's ass. Then starts
doing like Colin Kaepernick.
Exactly. And America starts treating him just like Colin Kaepernick.
And Stallone is like, well, I told you, you know, the people is never gonna love you, you know, if you're doing that.
I don't know, and maybe there's some sort of, and that's where Drago comes in. So if they want to do it for the Olympics or whatever, Drago's whooping everybody's ass, and they give him the interim title or whatever, and he doesn't feel complete because he hasn't beat the nigga with the title.
Oh, it's more Drago's trainee or whoever he is?
Yeah, exactly. Actually comes up and wins. Like, so they stop fucking with Adonis because of his activism.
And he loses the title somehow.
And loses it, kind of like Ali. Exactly. And they give it to Drago, and Drago's like, fuck that. I'm not the real champ because I haven't beaten this man.
Hey, that's real right there.
That's real as fuck.
Damn, that's real. Dang, that's you on to something right there though, man. You on to something there. All right. Mentioning Ryan Coogler, moving forward real quick. He's doing a movie with Michael B. Jordan called The Wrong Answer. So they're gonna have to wait a little bit.
Hey man, we should just go ahead and write that script up, G.
We should.
You know you can do it.
They're doing a movie called The Wrong Answer. I'm trying to, it's called The Visual Journey will retell the New Yorker's 2014 story on Atlanta Public School wide press cheating scandal. Y'all remember that? Where the teachers were cheating with the students.
Oh, yeah, where it was like 11 teachers.
Yeah, and they get bonuses for the kids' grades. Mm. So they redoing that with that. So that's, Ryan Coogler's getting that money, man. So they're going to have to wait a little bit. This one is going to be interesting, though. Quentin Tarantino is going to do the Manson murders.
That is interesting.
Yo. Starring Margot Robbie, maybe.
Really?
Really?
as the main, because you know Manson didn't kill nobody.
He sure didn't. He never killed
anybody. He never killed nobody. It was the girls. The three, four girls.
The family did. The family did.
It was the family. He just directed them to do stuff, and he would be there in the house. Wow. He never killed nobody. He just directed them. So I think it was the three women, right? And a dude. It's a three women and a dude, or maybe two dudes. That was the family or whatever. And supposedly Samuel Jackson's in here somehow. But the only reason I think Samuel Jackson is because, you know, Charles Manson wanted to start a race war.
Oh.
That's where Helter Skelter and all this shit comes from, because he wanted to start a race war or whatever or whatnot. So he was basically trying to make it look like it was black. I think it was somebody, he was trying to make it like it was black people that was murdering these people.
You're talking about Helter Skelter.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he took Helter Skelter from the Beatles.
Mm. Right.
But he wanted it to be like a race war. It's some crazy stuff that Manson was into. That's why people are fascinated with Manson, because he had like some crazy stuff he was trying to do. He was trying to start a race war with these murders. Or whatever. It was so craziness with that, man. So I'm looking forward to seeing Quentin Tarantino can do with that.
Justin, put a jab. As long as it's not like outlandish or space.
Yeah. How we looking? How we looking? Time we get?
We got it on one side.
Okay. All right. Let's.
I do want to cover the trailer though.
We're gonna go to Anime Corner real quick.
Skip the conspiracy theory, though.
I was going to go to the beaming up.
You talking about the quadratic...
I want to hear this, though. Forget the anime code. What's this? I want to hear this.
It was just something I posted on Facebook that... So NASA supposedly has beamed some sort of photon, or like the first photon, from space to here through the...
China, right?
Quantum entanglement.
Like China or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. So, like this Beam Me Up Scotty shit apparently we're on the verge.
Nigga, we're going to be on the verge of the fly in a minute. The fuck you talking about?
He said we're going to be on the verge of the fly in a minute.
He was like, baby steps, baby. Baby steps.
Yeah.
All right, Battle of the Week, it was a bad one. People got mad at us saying that we even put Wesley Snipes versus Michael Jai White.
That was Daryl's doing, one
mine. I did. I brought that up.
I got to just apologize because I didn't read the
Join
post.
Group,
I just
Marvel
jumped
DC
from the
on
image.
Facebook.
Yeah, you just jumped.
Jumped from the image. But at the same time, I don't want to contribute. He to black on black crime either.
That's
by saying,
that's Daryl.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's not me.
Like,
I thought
hey.
It would be dope to have a black on black crime battle of the week, man. I'm sorry, man.
I mean, it would be interesting. But the only thing I can think about too, though, is that I can say that Wesley might be able to keep up, like might give MJW like some contest, not necessarily win. I said it on your face.
Okay.
But some contest is because there's gonna be a massive speed difference in that, because you gotta understand Michael Jai White walks around at like 230
and short.
Michael Jai White is 6'1".
He my height, dude. Legit.
How tall is
5'10"?
Okay,
he got Michael Jai White fast as fuck too, dude.
Well, he's he's quick, but you gotta understand, like
it's 230 moving.
Up. Right. This is 230 versus somebody that's at max was like 175.
You think? I thought it was
like
190.
I'll give him 190.
Nah, he didn't. In Blade, I remember looking it up because, you know, he was only 160 and White Man Can't Jump.
True.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, he do look like he was 160. He did.
All right, so look, the reality of it, he's frail versus...
Well, it's not frail, but you're dealing with speed. That's like saying, like, I mean, like, that's like you versus...
They got him as 180 online.
Right, okay, but that's now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about through the
5'9", 182.
Right, exactly. So I'm just imagining... That's like me or you versus Bruce Lee. So the Michael Jai White feels like he can handle Bruce Lee. He's said it openly.
That's right.
He feels like he could take. He has something for Bruce Lee. I don't know, but my thought is like I'm all about. I'm granted there's a lot to deal with technique, but you're also dealing with somebody that's literally fast as fuck. Like if fuck is a level, Bruce Lee is there.
Like he and plus you gotta remember, bodybuilder straight use this nigga as reference. Like no bullshit. Like but right, to this day, bodybuilders still use Bruce Lee as a reference point. Like no lie.
All right, we'll jump into Sleeve It or Leave It, our trailer section. First up is from St. Louis's own
Thomas Craig, Eyes Don't Lie. Did everybody get to check it out?
Yeah, I saw it.
What do you sleeve it or leave it? What you got?
I'll give it a 10. I'm giving it a sleeve. I'm gonna give it a sleeve, man. I'm gonna give it a sleeve.
Gotta pump it up because the co-star in there is one of my boys, Kyler Curry. He's actually the dude that's riding in the car, the one that's with the chick.
Oh, yeah,
that's sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
He's a frat brother of mine.
Nice.
Real cool.
He's from here?
Yeah, he's from here.
Okay.
Shout out to him, man.
He's actually used to host STL TV.
Oh, word. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is he your chapter?
He at Cross Mizzou, I think. Actually, don't give me a lie. I'm lying. don't get mad, Kyler. No, we're not there. But no, he's not our chapter. But he is from St. Louis. So we come back, it's all love. Yeah. So I saw him in poster. But it looks dope. It doesn't look typical.
Yeah, it doesn't. It looks different.
It looks different. And I appreciate it. It looks like there's a lot of artistic value in there. So I'm definitely sleeving it.
All right. Jules?
I didn't get to see it.
Oh, you get to see it.
But I just got is it passes to see the screening? The red carpet thing or something?
Yeah.
I just got the email or something like that. But I'm definitely going to check it out.
Okay, cool. Right.
Next up is the Halle Berry movie that's supposed to have came out like 3 years ago. Kidnap.
I seen it last week.
You did? You saw it?
On Stick.
Stick? Yeah, because it's been on like 3 years
ago. Copy ever has. Just,
look, man, I'm going to leave it, man. Yeah. Halle Berry is another tragic soul.
I'm going to tell you like this. A few minutes in. Look.
Side note.
Yeah.
Daryl is our Simon Cowell. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
That's the name of the episode. Daryl is on Cybertime.
Hey, real talk. I'm trying to. Wow. Hey, it's blunt, but he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah,
hold on, man. Why I gotta be Simon Cowell?
Hey, no, because either you like it or you don't. But you gonna let us know. Ain't no sugar. Ain't no honey on that motherfucker.
Somebody got mad at me and said I ain't shitting the iTunes comments too, for the record, man.
I ain't gonna tell you names, but somebody comes to the shop.
I was hurt.
Like,
heard
I can't even listen to the podcast no more. Your man bugging.
I'm like, oh, shit. I know people be hot at me. People hate me, man.
They like to listen.
But what's so crazy is people don't hate me on other shows, though, man. They don't like me here.
Hey, man, this is a niche market, brother. You got to remember that.
Hey, that's because, Jules almost quit because you already talk about DC. I mean, you got your own niggas disliking this. He going to fuck your hair couple up next time he sees you.
Yeah, he's still.
Go ahead.
I didn't know it was.
It's supposed to come out 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out August now or something like that. I had no idea. I just thought it was a straight to DVD. So I watched it. Because the rule is I don't watch none bootleg. That's just the rule at the house, you know? And so I'm like, if it's on DVD, I watch it because it's a clear copy. Right, bam. Right. But we watched it. Yo, my wife was about to flip out. A few minutes in, what are we watching? Me, just give it a second. I'm going to tell everybody. There's a point where she starts bleeding. When she bleeds, then it start getting real throughout the movie. But it's just one of those movies you watch.
It's
you don't
want to
stop watch. It's just
or is it like one of those like
constant. It's
like
constant.
You feel like you're looking at you like, okay, this shit's kind of weird, but you can't turn away and you like have a feeling like, okay,
you don't
want to
turn
might,
away because
turn
of the
into
stupidity.
Something?
You're like, why would you do that? You know, you flipping out. Yo, we was flipping out. I was like, yo.
So some of the shit that she was doing was just completely unrealistic. What type of decision making
like,
is this?
I don't know. Like, as a mother, I can't tell you. As a father, I'm flipping. I'm running cats over. My son! You know, like. But it was just. She was doing some wing stuff. Watch it, James. Watch it. Just watch it with wifey. I swear.
Said my son.
Yo, just watch it with wifey. Huh? I'm telling you, you would cry laughing. Because you're going to be mad you're watching it, but you're going to be like, at a certain point, it start getting real. And you're like, oh, hold on, man. Ever since she was bleeding, that's when it started going down. But it's just a good little flick to just throw on. Look, I was in the man cave and I wanted to go to the bedroom because I was like, this ain't worth it.
This
ain't worth the big
one.
I mean, I ain't fucking with it.
Nah. But see, Holly, what they get with Holly is this dramatic face, losing Isaiah.
She's a tragic soul.
Yeah, she ain't it's over, man.
Tragic soul.
It's your fault, too, man.
How's it my fault?
I don't know.
Never go Eric Benet, nigga.
Next up, we got Good Time. From A24, man. A24 been doing some good stuff.
Oh, no, they definitely
have. This looks good, man.
Even know that was Robert Pattinson.
That's what they say, Robert Pattinson.
What?
Jennifer Jason.
Yeah. What is this about?
Sleeve.
Oh, man, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, you gotta watch
it. Basically, it's Robert Pattinson's brother's in jail for some. Only thing I could pick up was maybe it was some shit that they pulled out together and he took the rap. But his brother's going through it.
Mm.
And so they he got to connect, and they're like, yo, I can get him out, but you got to give me 10 grand by such and such. So him and the chick are trying to go through, you know, the city to try to come up with 10 grand by a certain point to get the Bubba out. So...
yeah, I'm going to sleep. I'm digging.
I'll sleep.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. All
right, Insecure Season 2.
Hell yeah.
Sleep automatically. Sleep,
yeah. All right, now this next one, man. Dark Tower, man.
Hell yeah. Sleep, nigga.
Some people are trying to say, they've been trying to say it might be a flop because they moved it. They moved it to August.
That don't mean nothing.
Because supposedly Baby Driver was moved into his spot, his original spot.
They probably needed some retakes or something.
Yeah, and I'm cool with it. Dude, man, it looks better and better every time I see one of the previews.
That kid said, I shoot with my mind.
Hot. Plus, I like the books, man. Dark Tower books are good, man. So, I'm all up in
there. Ew.
Inhumans, man. I'm indifferent on this one.
Yeah. Or. That's an or.
Yeah, this trailer been out for a little while, right? Yeah, I watched it. I was a little like, okay, I don't know. Yeah.
Guess what? Mary killed that red hair way
it
better than
Medusa. It just reminds
me
of Heroes. It's kind of like a subtle...
You know what's a damn powers? Shame? You know what's a damn shame? Medusa's hair, like, people talk about Medusa look whack. She look hella whack. Yeah, she do compared to Mera in Justice League. Like, legit. Mm-hmm. Like, dog, Mera in Justice League, well, what? That should have been Medusa.
Well, you know what's crazy? The only, like, there was nothing interesting about that trailer the whole time. Like, it looked like niggas. It looked like motherfucking, what's your boy used to paint trees?
Bob Ross
on Krypton, nigga. That's what I felt like. Like, it was just niggas just having conversations, talking about shit. You know, I didn't get a feeling for anything. The only thing that saved it was at the end where they came to Earth and they slammed.
And he showed,
what's your boy's name? Nah. I didn't even see that
one. Black Bolt.
Huh?
Talking about Black Bolt?
They slammed Black Bolt down and he grunted a little because the slam was a little extra hard. And that grunt moved cars and shit. I was like,
he got the easiest role ever, though. He ain't got to remember.
Right.
I told you, Black Bolt, dog. I told you a long time ago.
Is
this nigga fluent in sign language or something?
But, like, remember I told y'all a long time ago. They said, nigga just say, ha! And this nigga...
the whole
block is fucked up. Nigga, city is gone, nigga. Look like
I know, that's what I'm saying. So how does he talk to people? Like,
He doesn't.
Well, I'm saying, how does he communicate? He don't do sign language?
No, he got a tuner fork on his head to help control it.
Oh, so he does talk.
It helps him talk. He can communicate better with the tuning fork. But he had to train himself over time. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But he had to train himself over time to be that way. But now he got a tuning fork that usually he has to kind of just kind of helps keep his shit in check.
Gotcha, okay.
You know what I'm saying? For him to go ahead and kind of be somewhat normal with it. But now if he ain't had that, he couldn't say shit. Sorry.
Gotcha.
All right. True to the game, this is Columbus Short's comeback movie. I'm kind of feeling this one.
I do. Nigga, this shit is power. It's power. It's power in the movie.
Is it too much hood stuff?
I won't sleep it, man. I like a little hood flicker at now.
I'll give it over.
The dialogue, I was like, okay, it's pretty decent. Like, it wasn't, you know.
Geostorm.
I didn't get to watch it.
Actually,
what's that about?
I'm fucking with it. Weirdly enough, I'm fucking with it.
Is that Gerard Butler I've just seen in it?
Yeah. I'm fucking with it.
Now, I don't know about them going to space to stop the weather, though.
Well, no, they got to, though.
But this is interesting.
I just like the fact that they're playing on the fact of climate change. Because, like, if you pay attention to the trailer, they're like, you know, we got to shut all the satellites down.
Straight to DVD or is this straight?
And the dude's like, you shut these satellites down. You remember what the fuck it was like before we put the satellites up? You know what I'm saying? So... you know, so now they say satellites up there tripping, causing all these weather malfunctions at the same fucking time. That's how you know it's a Republican.
Yo, that's real.
Hey, yo, is it safe to say that Gerard Butler's like the male version of Halle Berry?
No.
Acting-wise, that's an insult.
No, you gotta go. You gotta fall down a little bit more than that.
Gerard Butler ain't really fell down. He moved into it like a different genre.
What was the greatest Law Abiding Citizen was dope talking in front.
Gamer was dope.
Gamer was really dope. I love Gamer. But you know, I just feel like, man, he can't find that.
I mean, I think
he's got the London Has Fallen on him. He got them falling.
That's still good. Yeah, but
yeah, but they're kind of
Halle Berry have, though. She ain't got nothing. It's Tragic Soul, man.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. My fault for that one, man.
He might be the new Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I just think when you at this level with 300, man, it's nothing ever really stayed up.
That's what I'm trying to figure. He might be the new Stallone. I don't know. Like,
I challenge you to find me three movies that Halle Berry was good in.
Hey, yo, email us at LandoCal@gmail.com. Email us at LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Email us there with Dave.
I'm the chairman.
The last trailer before we get out of here, Jumanji.
What movie?
Jumanji.
What movie?
Jumanji.
You're going to see it.
I'm going to go see it. It look wild interesting, though.
I give it a high.
I've never seen the original.
What? Oh. Really?
Never seen it.
If you watch the original, you might not want to watch it.
No, you got to pay homage to Robin Williams.
You have to.
I saw a little bit of it on TV, but you just got to have a day with your daughter.
Jumanji, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Because wasn't it a board game?
Yeah.
But so, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was different. This is different.
The new version is video game.
No, the only reason why I say I'm fucking with this is because of the switch that they made.
I did not know Nebula from fucking Guardians. I did not know that was Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy in the movie.
The chick?
Yeah, the one chick.
The introverted chick, or the fighter chick.
That's actually Nebula.
Oh wow!
I didn't know that.
That's Nebula. I think that's Nebula.
Yeah,
I think that's Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I did not know that.
So I was like, get the fuck out of here. That's her?
Yeah, it's her. I'm only fucking with it because of the Switch. And it's got The Rock and fucking Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Because Central Intelligence was still kind of funny to me.
You know what?
It was funny, but it wasn't worth watching in the theater.
Yeah.
All right, make sure you email us, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Follow us on LandoCal on Twitter, LandoCal Risen Experience on Facebook fan page. And if you want to join our group, where we discuss things on our group page, is Marvel versus DC. Anybody else have anything else before we wrap it up?
The next battle of the week is going to be Black Lightning versus Electro. Just want to let you know.
Okay. And also, Game of Thrones review show, we'll be backing up. James is going to be joining us on that.
Fuck yeah, I'm doing the intro.
You caught up?
You don't make a beat to the thing.
Niggas going to call the beat. Niggas going to be calling the beat of Fire and Ice, my nigga.
The first episode.
Beast of Fire and Ice coming soon.
Seven episodes. It's six seasons?
Six seasons. Yeah,
60 episodes.
I'm catching up six seasons in 3 days.
Look,
good luck, nigga. Good luck, I'm trying to catch 60 up, hours. And I'm at the end of season 4.
Woo. 60 hours.
Y'all need to sign in for your HBO. Right. I ain't got it.
We can talk about this after we go.
Right. I got you.
I just need to watch
it. What did you think? It just happened.
And you was like, I'm in this motherfucker now, ain't you? You get to that point in season 3, you like, I'm in this bitch.
Hey, yo.
Don't be the game. It's coming.
Beast of Fire and Ice by JBJR will be the intro coming soon.
Hey, yo, listen, I want to know in the email response real quick, man, how many people just listened to the beginning of the show, man, just to hear the music?
Nah, it gets to the point I got to turn it off, though. That's the longest, that's like a motherfucking DJ Clue intro, nigga.
You got to jam out today.
This shit's long as fuck.
It's a jam session, bro.
That shit sound like an RPG, like you walking through like a forest just searching for coins and shit,
stupid,
man.
Hey, it's a soundscape. That's what we're supposed to do.
Nick, thank y'all for listening into the, one of our iTunes comments that said I'm the worst part of the show.
I wouldn't say that. Take that back. It hurt me though. There's certain things you say to offend people, man.
And I am sorry. I am working on that.
No. The show has to have a balance.
I'm gonna neuter myself. I've been neutering myself.
We're not neutering shit. There's gotta be a dark side.
The only thing I said crazy is about Halle Berry and this whole show.
That's it.
What else I say was crazy?
Hey, Daryl is Simon Cowell. You
know,
that's enough, nigga.
Daryl Simon Cowell, that should be the name of the episode.
Damn, y'all gonna... Somebody gonna put my face on the Simon Cowell thing for the... I'm sorry.
You had that ski dance black t-shirt on?
I just want to shout out to everybody in New York.
Hey, somebody gotta put me on the Simon Cowell, man.
Hey.
Yo, how do they do that Photoshop stuff? I got some dudes
that do that.
Give one for me if I can put his name in.
Oh, don't worry. I'll holler my GC what he can do for me.
All right. Well, thank y'all for listening. As always, we'll holler at y'all. Peace.
Peace.